Right, this is the Royal Jubilee, and I'm talking to Joan, who is a long-time resident of Cheriton Bishop. Right, can you say hello?
Hello, my name is Joan Lay, and I've been living in Cheriton Bishop. I went to school here, and then after that I did my training, and after that I've been working overseas. But I did see the coronation because I was in London at that precise time, and really I can vaguely remember the Queen going by, but the thing that most impressed me was the Queen of Tonga, who was a very, very large lady, and she sat in an open carriage. It was raining cats and dogs, and she just sat there without an umbrella, and everyone else that went by were in closed cars. Anything else?
Yeah. How old were you when you lived in Cheriton?
Oh, I lived in Cheriton. My parents brought me up when I was about a year old, and I stayed in Cheriton. I went to school at Cheriton, and then I went out to Chagford School, and then I did my training.
So whereabouts in the village did you live?
First of all, we lived in one of the houses, and my father built a house called Pindy Hayes, which is up on the Yoford Road. He didn't actually build it, but he had it built.
Oh, right.
And so, and I've got the corner. I helped put the cornerstone down of Pindy Hayes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
When you went to this school,
yes.
How big was this school when you went to it?
How many
children?
I really don't know, but there was a big room for the bigger children and a smaller one for the little children.
Right. You said there was a maypole over there?
I think it's the 1st of May, I'm not quite sure. We had the maypole, and that was great fun. We all had different coloured ribbons, and we entwined it. And really, really lovely if you got it right. Sometimes you didn't always get it right, and it didn't work.
So what did your father do?
My father was a contract thrasher and reed comber, which no one does now.
Birmingham lad, you have to tell me what that is.
Pardon?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't know what it is. Well, they thrash. But now it's like, my father, I think, it was his business, and then he took it over, and then he got a combined harvester. Thrashing is like combined harvester.
Right.
Yes. And I can remember when my father had the combined harvester, it was a horrible sort of red, sort of pink colour, and people came from miles because no one had seen this combined harvester. Yes.
So, how big was the village? How many people lived in the
village? Oh, I have really no idea.
Was it sort of half the size it is now?
Oh, gosh, yes, a quarter of the size. Oh. I knew where everyone lived in the village, but now I don't need anyone. Oh. Well, I do know it. Yes, that's not true. I do know a lot of people.
Right.
But there's so many houses.
So what's the worst thing about that's changed, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
What's the best?
Oh, I have to think.
No.
I really don't know, because we're all very happy here.
Is it better having things like the doctor's surgery?
Oh, definitely.
We're all getting older.
Oh, definitely. Yes, climbing up that little. Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So would you give any message to any youngsters today, if you could tell them anything?
No, I can't really, because they're different generations. Four different generations.
Different
yes,
values.
Yes. Different, yeah. Oh, completely different.
Actually, how many children have you got?
I haven't got any children. I didn't have any children.
Brothers and sisters? Or?
Yeah, I had a brother and a sister.
Oh, right.
And my parents. Yes.
Are they local or?
No, my brother and sister are dead, and my parents are in the churchyard here.
Oh, right.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Well, thanks for talking to me.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Is that all right?